Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe mentioned it going into break. Finally, I feel like NFL free agency, and you've gotten all these trades go on.
Yeah,
which have been
Talib now got traded to the Rams.
Yeah,
too, right?
Which is intriguing. You look at that Rams secondary now with Talib and with Peters on the outside.
That's right. Right.
That enables. That's going to enable Phillips to be very, very aggressive with that defense because he could stick both those guys on an island. And be able to man up. I mean, that is. I think the Rams markedly improved that defensive secondary.
Hey, look. I mean, we saw what they were last year. You know, they won the division. They're a playoff team now. And you know, and they did trade. That was a great trade by the Giants too, getting Ogletree.
Ogletree's a good player.
Yeah, the Giants been needing a real linebacker for a while, so I thought that was a good move too. But yeah, the Rams are a team to be dealt with next year. There's no question about it.
And how many times, Joe, have you taken calls from Giant fans about linebackers, lack thereof? And it shows you a complete differentiation in the way that they view the roster between Gettleman and Jerry Reese. Reese never thought that it would as a need to invest in the linebacker, right, to that level.
Yep.
And you look at Gettleman, he did. Success down in Carolina, comes here to New York, takes advantage back to the Giants, and takes advantage of an opportunity where the Rams are trying to salary dump Ogletree because they feel like they don't need him now in the 3-4 system that they're running with Wade Phillips. So they train him off to the Giants. Giants step in, and they get an athletic linebacker that can go, that's in the prime of his career, that can go sideline to sideline, attack, can cover in space as well. He was a great player at Georgia. There's a lot to like about Ogletree as a Giant now.
Yeah, no doubt. And all they really gave up was a 4 and a 6. They got a 7 back, too, in that deal. And the other thing that's going on before we get to Cousins is really the dismantling of the Seattle defense. Michael Bennett getting traded to the Eagles. You know, Richard Sherman is going to be – they're going to let him go. It looks like maybe today he's going to be gone. He's going to be a free agent. So we're really seeing now the transformation of that team that really should have won – let's be honest, they should have won back-to-back Super Bowls, if not for one of the dumbest calls in the history of mankind. But, I mean, you know, outside of that, I mean, we're really seeing now the dismantling of that Seattle defense.
Oh, there's no doubt. But isn't it about time, Joe? I mean, that defense last year wasn't particularly good.
Yeah.
They were banged up. Chancellor may never play again.
Right.
They're taking offers on Earl Thomas, who made it be known last year when they played the Dallas Cowboys, when he told Jason Garrett, come get me if you want me. So, I mean, Earl Thomas has made it be known, even though he's signed to a long-term deal, that he doesn't feel like his he's going to finish out his playing career up in Seattle. Isn't it time? I mean, think about when they first got going up in Seattle. It was running the football. It was the offensive line. It was the defense, right?
Yep.
They've gone completely – the offensive line's a sieve.
They
can't run it.
No.
Their entire offense is hike the ball to Russell Wilson and see what kind of magic he can make.
Yep. It's amazing they won 9 games last year because that's basically what their offense was. I mean, you know, the whole team was. And the defense is not – like you said, it's not the same. They were banged up. So, yes, there has been quite the transformation in Seattle.
Yeah, it really is. And now you get to the Jets in this quarterback scenario I was mentioning. I feel like Cousins has been a free agent for 4 months with the amount of conversation that's surrounded him.
Yes.
It has been – thank God we're getting to Monday.
Oh,
and
God,
we can
please.
Start – he can start
Stop
to take these visits. Minnesota, the Jets,
right.
Denver, they're clearing out salary cap space. I'll tell you, he's a really good quarterback. He is. I haven't watched him take over for RG3 down there in Washington. He's a really good quarterback. Is he special? No, I don't think he's a special quarterback. Is he a top-5 quarterback in the National Football League? I don't think so. But if he steps into and quarterbacks the Jets, would it be an unbelievable improvement? Yeah, there's a lot to like about Cousins. His work ethic is off the charts. He's got great leadership qualities. The thing about him is you need the right guys. You need the offensive line. You need the receivers.
Yep,
you
yep.
need the right guys around him.
Be nice to have a real head coach, too, but that's I don't want to get into that.
Well, do you want Cousins?
Here's my feeling. I would rather draft a quarterback, but I'm not adverse to it. Let's put it that way.
All right, if the Jets sign Kirk Cousins, it's announced next Wednesday, the 14th, first day of the new year, that he spurns Minnesota, spurns Elway in Denver.
Right.
He's coming to New York. He's going to be the Jets quarterback.
Right.
Are you a happy camper?
I'm not. Like I said, I'm not upset about it. I mean, I look at it this way. If that's the case, then they can really go about, you know, in the draft, filling in, you know, with needs. You know, maybe at six you could draft the offensive lineman, which is what I would do if he's there, draft a kid from Notre Dame, the offensive lineman Nelson. I would. That's the route I would go if Cousins is signed. And you also got to see how much money they're giving him. You know, you're hearing $91 million guaranteed from Minnesota. Is that what the Jets are doing? Because, you know, they got money to spend, and they could use that money on some other positions as well in free agency.
Well, you're right, and he's going to get overpaid. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No doubt about that.
Because he's in the cherry spot. He's right. He's sitting there where teams that are desperate to try and win now, like Denver, like Minnesota, that are looking for a quarterback, and the Jets have a lot of cap room and a lot of money to spend. So Cousins, even though statistically speaking he's a top 10, top 11 quarterback, he's not that good, but he's going to get paid like Rodgers, like Breeze.
Sure, of course.
He's going to get the Eli kind of money. He's not that good, but that's the kind of money he's going to get. I think you got to put the money aside and say, does Kirk Cousins make the Jets better in 2018?
Oh, he definitely does.
There's no question about
it.
And does he solve the quarterback scenario for the Jets for the next 5 years? Absolutely he does. You can win with Kirk Cousins. And those that look down at Washington and say, well, he didn't win anything. I'll tell you this. The Redskins are an inept franchise. Yeah. They really are. They're poorly run. Yep. Snyder runs amok. I'm not a big Gruden fan. They're all over the place at times in terms of their talent evaluation. And I don't think they handled Cousins well after everything that went down with RG3. It was almost like he was the redheaded stepchild, Joe. They were all enamored with RG3. When RG3 didn't work out, it was Cousins. Oh, yeah, you know what? You're good. You're not great. And they never treated him well down there. When he had the right guys around him, go back 2 years ago. Jordan Reed was healthy. DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, and Jamison Crowder, and a decent enough offensive line. He threw for nearly 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he can throw it. He can be really, really effective.
Well, he had
effective.
Good numbers last year with no offensive line. Yeah. You know, not the greatest running game. What did he throw, 27 and 13 last year?
Yeah.
That's
and they couldn't
bad.
Run it.
Not the best team in football.
No, they couldn't run it. And he's going to get paid a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. You don't see, and Evan and I talk about this all the time, you know, how many times do you see 29-year-old quarterbacks that are pretty good that are free agents? I mean, you don't see that all the time.
No, you don't. You're right about that. And that's what makes it so fascinating. And then you have the trickle-down effect of wherever he goes.
Yep.
And then it's Keenum, it's Bridgewater, it's Bradford,
yep.
It's McCown, it's to a lesser extent Josh McCown. It's the trickle-down effect of where all these other quarterbacks go. Do the Eagles trade Nick Foles?
Yeah, I can't see them doing that.
Neither do I. Why? Hold on to the Super Bowl MVP. You're not paying Carson Wentz anything.
Yep.
If Wentz isn't ready to go with that torn ACL, you hold on to Nick Foles as an insurance policy.
The only way I could see them, if they really bowled them over and said, look, here's a one, a two, something like, you know, and a two, we're going to make. Maybe if you got that kind of a deal, they might think about it. But I would not trade Foles. I would not do that.
Do you think Cousins ends up being a Jet?
No.
Gut feeling.
No. I think he's going to go to Minnesota because he's got a better chance to win there right away. Now, there's no guarantee he is going to win because I've heard people talking about, he goes to Minnesota. There's no guarantees. Why don't we know that? I don't know if he's winning in Minnesota, but he's certainly got a team that, you know, is a ready-made team with a great defense. You know, he's got a good offense, got some pretty good receivers there now. You know, if Cook comes back healthy, he's got a good running game. You know, and they were one game from the Super Bowl last year. Now, the one thing I will say, remember Aaron Rodgers is coming back with the Packers.
Rodgers is coming back. Rams are going to be better. Goff will be better in a big-time spot.
Right.
McVay,
right.
That's just the sign of things to come out in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I think he's going to go there. But like I said, if he does, they got to get a quarterback. Now they got to draft one. And whether they got to trade up to get that guy, I'll take any of the four guys and take my chances with them. I don't care. But, you know, if they don't and they're sitting there at six and let's say Baker Mayfield's the last guy standing, well, you know what? You got to take Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and I would not be against that. I agree with you. I think he wants to be great, Joe. You know what drove me crazy early on when everybody, and he fought it off, the comparisons to Manziel? It drove me bonkers because I think Manziel wanted to be a star and football was the avenue for his stardom.
Right, right.
I think Baker Mayfield wants to be a great football player. He wanted to be a great quarterback in college, walked on it at Texas Tech, walked on it at Oklahoma, and developed into a great quarterback. I think Mayfield wants to be a great NFL player, and the stardom, the fame, the money that comes along with it, I think he's got a passion to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I'm all for if he comes here, I'm all for it. I'll take any of them. I would take Donald. I would take Rosen. I would take Allen. I would take Mayfield. I got no issue with any of that. I don't have a great feeling about any of those guys. You know, last year, maybe I was the only one. I was yelling about the Jets drafting Deshaun Watson. Now, you know, I had a big feeling about because I saw this guy against basically an NFL defense in Alabama 2 years in a row put up, you know, 40-something points on that team and actually beat him. Now, we don't know he's coming back from the injury, but when he played, he looked like he was going to be an epic quarterback.
Oh, he's going to be great for Houston.
He's got to stay healthy, though.
Got to stay healthy. Torn ACL once again.
Yep. But I don't have that kind of feel with any of these guys, but I'll take any one of the four.
Not even if Mayfield was 6'3 and not 6 feet, would you have that feeling?
Here's the one thing that worries me about Mayfield. And again, I'm taking him if he's there. Believe me. I'm doing a dance if the Jets wound up with him. I really would. The one thing, though, I worry about that Pac, you know, that Pac-12, the Big 12, and the way they play. You know, they all play that spread offense. You know, it's a different kind of game in the Big 12, and that worries me a little bit, you know?
I can understand that. They play little to no defense. They spread everybody out. And most weeks it's the first of 50 wins. I mean, that is what you get in the Big 12 conference. I can understand that. Does his off the field. I'm not concerned about him off the field.
I'm not worried about that.
Neither am I. I'm not concerned about that off the field. The question, you're right, does his game translate to the NFL? He's not going to be able to run it in the NFL like he did in college. He can make all the throws, but you've also got to make sure that you design an offense, wherever he lands, that fits his strengths as a quarterback as well.
No question about that. But, again, if the Jets wind up with him, I'm very happy about it.
All right, the other one, Josh Allen, 56% completion percentage at Wyoming. That bothers me.
I'm not worried about it.
Not at all?
I'm not. I don't know what to think. I don't know how much that really means. You know, I mean, how much does it really mean until – see, here's the one thing about – and you know this. I don't have to tell you this, being the football guy that you are. You know, we don't know about any of these guys until they get in the NFL and start playing. We could talk about what they did in college, and this guy was a great college player, and this guy was this, and this guy did this at the combine. And this. Until these guys get on the field and start playing in the National Football League, I don't know.
No, you don't know with 100% certainty, but I would have concerns about it. I would have a little bit of an issue. Here's the one thing, a couple things with Allen. Number one, the 56% completion percentage.
Okay.
It's harder to complete passes in the NFL than it is college.
Yes.
So that,
especially if you're playing at Wyoming.
Right. And if you go back to his Senior Bowl practices a month ago, there were some throws he made that would make your drop your jaw. There were other throws where he missed guys by 7-8 yards that were running wide open. That's a little bit of a concern. The other issue I have with Allen, Joe, you've seen this, right? Watching this Indianapolis scouting combine, guys that get enamored with the arm strength, 75 yards. Hey. Look at what he can do. Look at, he's got the complete package physically. We just have to tweak here or there. We got to refine his throwing motion. Those guys, I've seen Jamarcus Russell, Oakland fell in love with his throwing. Kyle Bowler, remember? He could throw it 75 yards
from
his knees.
One of the guys that, I don't know, you were young yet, but Jay Schrader, when he played for the Redskins and then later on with the Raiders, nobody had a bigger arm than him. And how about Jeff George?
Jeff George is another one.
Sure.
And that's where I get a little concerned about falling in love with the physical dynamic of a Josh Allen. I think he's a great athlete. I think he can throw it better than anybody in this draft. I get a little concerned about his lack of accuracy because I think either you're an accurate quarterback or you're not.
Do you think so? Right now, if you had to take one of those guys, you're taking Darnold? Is that the guy you want?
I would probably take Darnold.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned about Rosen being hurt all 3 years at UCLA.
Right.
Darnold, I think last year his downfall was probably a little product. Bad offensive line at USC. Lost a lot of guys to the draft. I'm not telling you that without a shadow of a doubt he's going to be successful. I think there's concerns about Darnold. And he would have been the first overall pick if he came out after that Rose Bowl game against Penn State.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, he was tremendous in that game. There's no doubt about that. But, look, we'll see. Let me ask you this. You think the Giants are taking a quarterback at 2 or no?
I don't.
You think they're going to take Barkley?
I do think they're going to take Barkley.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, Joe, I don't know if Barkley's going to be there. Could you see the Browns taking him number one overall?
Oh, sure, because they got the fourth pick, too, and they could still get a quarterback.
Right. I could see them taking Saquon Barkley number one overall. And I can understand that because I think if I listen to what Gettleman had to say a week ago, we're sitting there at the top of that draft. My job is to draft a Hall of Fame player. If my goal is to draft a Hall of Fame player, then I'll tell you, the top three guys on my list are not quarterbacks. With that, I'm looking at Barkley. You mentioned the guard out of Notre Dame, Nelson. Who I think can play all five positions along the offensive line. And I'd also look at Chubb, Bradley
Chubb, pass rusher.
The edge rusher from North Carolina State.
Yeah. No, I hear you, bro. I had to kiss my wife. She's leaving.
Oh, tell Terry we said hello.
So Moose says hello again.
tell her enjoy her time away.
Yeah, she believe me, she's got it. You can see the smile on her face. Anyway, I understand what you're saying. You got, those three guys. You know, we'll see. One thing, let me say one thing, though, about the – I got to say this, and I've been saying this all along about the running back, and we'll see how good Barkley is. You know, every time I think of Penn State running backs, I think of Blair Thomas and Kijana Carter. So they do come to my mind. But there's – The great running backs over the years that have won nothing. Barry Sanders, O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, Gale Sayers, Earl Campbell. There's been a lot of, great, great, great running backs, the top of the top running backs. As good as they were, they never won a thing. So that's one thing I have to throw out there.
Well, I agree with you, and they still have to get a quarterback. If you have Saquon Barkley in Cleveland, you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win many football games.
Yeah, but they're going to draft. If they do that, they're drafting somebody at four.
All right, well, I'll ask you this, Joe. You're in that Cleveland Browns draft room, war room. You have the number one overall pick. You have a desperate need for quarterback. Kaiser was a disaster last year.
Yes.
Where are you going? Are you going to draft a quarterback? Are you going to go Barkley? Where are you going with that number one overall pick?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, they need so much. But, if I got a chance to get Barkley, and like I said, I always have my reservations about running backs in the first round. Like you said, he better be a Hall of Famer. And even then, there's no guarantee. I probably would take Barkley and then take the quarterback at four because I'm guaranteed to get one of those four guys.
But we're in agreement. If Barkley's sitting there with the number two overall pick, you think the Giants are going to take him?
I'm not so sure about that. Sold on Davis Webb? Are they so sold that Davis Webb is the guy that's going to be to take over for Eli?
I don't know if they're sold on Davis Webb, but I think they want to win in 2018. They just added Ogletree.
Yeah.
They've talked up Eli Manning.
Yeah.
You've got Beckham. You've got Shepard. You've got Ingram. You sign a couple free agents to help along that offensive line. Imagine they had Saquon Barkley to that offense.
Well, the only thing I'll say is they better win, because if they don't win,
that's a disaster.
Without Eli, and Eli now is 40 years old and he's retired, and Davis Webb is not the guy. Now you're kind of in the wilderness for a quarterback.
Oh, it's a big gamble because you're right. If you're wrong and you don't win in 2018, and you don't make it to the postseason, and you pass on the option of getting that quarterback when there are so many options there, and you have the number two overall pick, you don't want to have 2017 again. Then it's a disaster for Gettleman.
Yep.
So it's a big gamble.
Big gamble. No question. We'll see. It's going to be very – can't – well, the draft is until the end of April, but at least thankfully next week we'll have the free agency and start getting that going.
Well, that's it. March 12th, Monday, can't wait.
Yep.
And officially on March 14th. Finally, Joe, we get to these NFL free agents.
Oh, my God. Please. And baseball can't. And let's be honest, baseball can't get here fast enough.
Well, Joe, we're going to get into the home run derby later.
Oh, stop. Nobody cares about the home run. People care as much about the home run derby as they do the slam dunk contest in the NBA.
Come on, Joe. Aaron Judge has got to do right by baseball. He's
got to
be
that.
No, I'm
Why?
Joking, Joe. I'm Joe. I'm joking. I'm being
okay,
sarcastic.
Thank you. Put Jose Altuve in a home run contest. What's his name? Arenado. Nolan Arenado. Put him in there.
How about Moustakas getting the deal
that he got
from Kansas City? Turns out $17 million, one-year qualifying offer, and gets $6 million, $5.6 million from Kansas City.
And Carlos Gonzalez stayed with the Rockies too, right?
Yes, Cargo with the Rockies.
Unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.